Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, has a very wealthy old uncle. Last time the uncle came for a visit, Snooks had made so much trouble he left in a huff. Well, the old man is back again, but this time he's in the hospital. Hoping to smooth things over, Daddy and Snooks are going to see him. And as the scene opens, we find them entering the hospital waiting room. Listen.
All right, Snooks. Sit down and don't make a sound.
Why?
Shh. You're in a hospital. You mustn't disturb any of the patients.
Where's your rich uncle, Daddy?
We'll see him soon. Now sit very quietly until the nurse calls us in.
What's that funny smell?
All hospitals smell like this.
Why?
On account of the antiseptic.
Andy who?
Antiseptic.
Is he your uncle's wife?
Snooks, an antiseptic is something they have around hospitals that retards or prevents bacterial organisms and sometimes has a very disagreeable odor.
Then why did he marry you?
Nobody marries an antiseptic.
Why?
I don't know. Anyway, my uncle has been a bachelor all his life.
What's a bachelor, Daddy?
A bachelor is a man who never gets married.
Why ain't you a bachelor?
You may well ask. Now sit still and stop rubbing salt in my wounds.
I want to see your uncle.
Look, you're making that man nervous.
He's coming over here, Daddy.
Yes. Excuse me. Have you got a match? Oh, I think so. Here.
Thanks. Awful, this waiting. Isn't it?
Oh, is your...
Yes, first one. Oh, this waiting.
What's he waiting for, Daddy?
Nothing. Well, take it easy, old man. It'll be all right.
I hope so. I've got to find that doctor. Oh, doctor! Doctor!
What's the matter with him, Daddy?
He's an expectant father.
He expects his father?
No, he expects a baby.
Why?
Because he does. And stop jumping up and down like a cat.
That's what that man's doing.
Well, he's very nervous.
Why?
Maybe he knows what's coming. Now listen, Snooks. If you don't settle down, I'll take you right home.
I want to see your uncle.
We can't see him until the nurse is through with him.
What's he doing with him, Daddy?
I don't know.
When I had a nurse...
Never mind that. This is a different kind of nurse. This is a trained nurse.
Oh. Is he doing tricks today?
No. Stop asking questions.
Why?
Just stop it, that's all. I knew I shouldn't have brought you along. My poor uncle will probably have a relapse.
Is he sick, Daddy?
Of course he's sick. Why do you suppose he came to the hospital?
I don't know.
He's got a respiratory condition. When he gets out of here, he's going to Switzerland for his lungs.
Did he leave them there?
No, he didn't leave them there. He's got them here.
Where?
Inside his body.
How am I speaking?
Now, don't you start any more of that nonsense. If you make me raise my voice in here, I'll,
I want to see your uncle's lungs.
Stop it. Here comes the nurse.
How do you do?
Oh, hello, nurse. We came to see Mr. Higgins. Camembert Higgins.
Yeah. Did you find his lungs?
Snooks. How is the old gentleman today, nurse? I've been very concerned about him.
Well, I believe all of your worries are over.
Is he going to play football?
Football?
Daddy said when he kicks off, we won't...
You keep your mouth shut.
I want to see his lungs.
You'll be able to see Mr. Higgins in a few moments. But he's still quite weak. And I don't know whether it's advisable to let the child in.
Oh, I'll see that she behaves, nurse.
Very well. I'll signal you when he's ready.
Well, thank you. Now listen, folks. Just to make sure you don't start any trouble when we go in, I'm going to tell you exactly what to say.
All right, Daddy.
Just take your bag of fruit, hand it to him, and say, I hope you feel better, Uncle Camembert.
Is that all?
Not another syllable. Now, let's try it. You tiptoe in the room. He's sick in bed. There's nurses and doctors all around. What's the first thing you say?
Show me the baby.
There isn't any baby. Just say, here's some fruit, Uncle Camembert. I hope you feel better. Comprehend?
Comprehend.
Well, go ahead.
I hope you feel better, Uncle Camembert.
That's good. Go on. Where's the fruit?
I ate it on the way to the hospital.
Oh, did you really eat all that fruit?
Mm-hmm, I was hungry.
Oh, what's the use? I'll just remember not to speak unless my uncle speaks to you first. If he says he's very sick, just say, I'm awfully sorry.
I'm awfully sorry.
Yes. And if he's afraid he's not going to recover, you cheer him up. And say, oh, I hope they pull you through.
I hope they pull you through.
That's all you have to remember.
Mm-hmm.
I'm awfully sorry, and I hope they pull you through. Clear?
Clear.
Oh, there's the nurse signaling to us. Now, come on, Smith. We can go in. Now, very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello, nephew.
Hello, Walter Camembert. I brought Snooks along to cheer you up.
Oh, nice of you to come, Charles.
How do you feel, Uncle Camembert?
Well, Snooks, I think I'll recover.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
Oh,
that's a nice thing to say to a man who's at death's door.
I hope they pull you through.
No. Oh, listen, Uncle.
Oh, you brought her here to cheer me up, eh, nephew? I might have known.
Oh, she doesn't know what she's saying, Uncle.
I want to see you laugh.
Oh, get that child out of here. Call the nurse.
I want to see you laugh.
Help! Help!
No, stop climbing on that bed. Get off.
Take that child out, Chris. Send for the doctor.
Oh, you not to bring him here.
Never mind that. Help me catch her.
Look at Daddy, the bed bounce.
Oh, help!
No, Julie. No, I've got her.
Take her out.
All right, nurse. Now.
I want to go home, Daddy.
Oh, you do, eh? Snooks. Do you realize what you've done today?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you'd care to say?
Let's go in the waiting room, Daddy.
What for?
Because you're in a hospital and you mustn't disturb the patient.
Very well. Close that door.
All right, Daddy.
Turn over.
Yes,
and,
Daddy.
Snooks, try not to holler too loud.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Here we go again.